This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation. Head up. Yeah. All right. Let me see. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. You can also, I think we're up on Facebook, we're up on YouTube, Ustream. Just head over to the website. You'll find everything. Seriously. Go to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. That is also to be found on the website. And where's the website? Come on, everybody together. TheRealSide.com. It's TheRealSide.com. Okay. Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the first break. I've got those stories that just drive her totally out of her mind. All night long, we will make her crazy. That's going to be my job. That's what I'm going to work at. All right. I'm going to jump right into it because this first story is great. And in listening, you know, today, in the second hour, we're going to talk about The View. The View had a meltdown today. Now, you would think so, right? I mean, would you expect anything different? And the bunch of brain surgeons there who think that they know what the Constitution says and think they see. We've got to the point now in this country where it's not the law anymore. It's what you feel. So if you feel like it was the wrong thing to do, then it was. And if you feel it was the right thing to do, then it was the right thing to do. We've lost our minds. And actually, we haven't lost them. They've been gone for a while. It's just now they've come to the surface, and we really see how much damage has been done. And I'm going to do what I always do, guys. You know how I blame us? I blame us parents. I blame us that wanted our kids to have so much more. We didn't want them to feel bad about being lousy at baseball. And then maybe they should have tried harder, or maybe we should have moved them into a different sport. Newsflash for some of you parents, your kids are not good at everything. They can try. It's good for them to try. It's good for them to find out where their niche is. Good for them to find out, you know, where their coordination might be. Maybe it's basketball. Maybe it's baseball. Maybe it's football. I was pretty good at football, and I was pretty good at baseball. Basketball, I couldn't find the basket if you held me in front of it. Okay, that's how bad it was. And my mom and dad didn't say, no, you got to let my son play because he's equal to everybody. No, it was more like he sucks at basketball. Move him over to the baseball field. Okay, and they didn't have to go to college to get an education degree to figure that one out. And guess what? At 57, I don't feel bad about not being able to play basketball. I've not lost 10 minutes of sleep over it. And I'll tell you something else. Being picked last to be on the team in basketball felt like crap. Being picked among the top 2, 3, 4, or 5 to play baseball or football felt great. So why wouldn't I want to do the thing I was good at and people appreciated me for? And I already stepped out on this. I don't know how. But for some of you, right, you're forcing people to accept your children in these different sports and events and what? And they're terrible at it. And if you really believe that your child doesn't know that they're terrible at it, right, there's something wrong with you, not the child, you. And not the parents who kept that kid off the team, you. I always love I always love the cheer parents. They're always a lot of fun. Every one of their daughters is the best cheerleader there is. Every one of them. You could have 50 kids on that team, and every one of them should be a captain. Just ask the parents, because that's how good they are. Lady said, it's impossible. It's not true. It's impossible. You've got kids that try their hearts out. They're really, they're working harder, and some kids that don't have to work as hard, and they're better, because they have natural coordination areas. That's okay. That's not a bad thing. Matter of fact, that's a great teachable moment for your children. Instead of grabbing your child by the hand, saying, I'll show you, I'll fix this, and you walk up and you berate the coach to the point that the coach puts your daughter in just to shut you up, which is why we have a bunch of kids today smashing windows on campuses, jumping on police cars, and thinking that everything that they want, should be theirs, they're given. Teacher who demanded students stand up and apologize for their white privilege got a mouthful from parents, right? So allegations that a middle school teacher forced several students to stand and apologize for their white privilege have rocked a North Carolina school district. First reported by the American Lens during a meeting at the Rockingham County School Board last month, a woman named Farron Wilkinson made the troubling accusation against a teacher from the Western Rockingham Middle School. Now, the teacher caused some of her students to stand up and apologize to other students based on their unequal opportunities of education. Now, these little kids who don't know any better, who don't even know what this woman is talking about. So I would like to know how our schools can allow an educator to humiliate, bully, and degrade students. This is not a matter of race, but a matter of teacher using fear and the embarrassment of children to satisfy her own anger or beliefs. This is true. I believe this. According to the parent, the teacher forced her white students to stand up in front of the class and apologize to the minority students for their white privilege. American Lens contacted Stephanie Ray, principal of Western Rockingham Middle School, asked for comment, the alleged white privilege incident. In regard to your additional request, I cannot speak to any individual. However, any allegations brought to our attention are investigated thoroughly and proper disciplinary action is taken. Again, if it's needed. Right. Principal Ray's response appears to be the district standard. Right? So go to the teachers. Not the teachers, I'm sorry. Ask the kids. Ask the parents. This is stuff where you people need to get involved. You need to get engaged. You need to be on top of this stuff. Because things like this do go on in your schools. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Moran joins us at the top of the, after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. You can find out stations. Actually, if you head on my website, therealside.com, you get stations, times, all kinds of fun stuff. Facebook Live somewhere. We are up there. And then you can always head over to the website. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, buy a shirt. Just get involved and maybe even throw me a few bucks after every month. Patreon. You know, you'll see it right up there. It helps me keep the show on the air. You know, on the underground, so they don't stop, you know, tagging us and pulling us down and stuff like that. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Again, the first segment, let me just pull around. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always enjoy when she's on with me. High energy. I make her nuts, which I very much enjoy. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So, I know you didn't, we're going to jump into the other thing in a second, but in the first segment, I was talking about that school where the teacher made the kids get up and apologize for being white. And I'm saying to myself, you know, even when I first read it, before I got into this term, I'm going, okay, here's a teacher who's teed off. She's got to be a black teacher. She's teed off at the at what's going on, okay, in the world, in her country today, and she decided to take it out on the kids. Now is that not the bullying at its finest?
Of course it is. And it's even more horrifying because it's a person of authority who has power over these children.
And the kids respect and love in most cases, right? I mean, your teachers, most of the time, these younger kids just love their teachers.
Well,
I said most of the time. There were some I couldn't stand either.
It's abusive, and she should be fired for what she did.
Yeah,
is she on paid administrative leave?
Well, you can't fire them until you go through the whole list with them and find out what they actually did. And you have to prove it. And, you know, if they say they're sorry, then everything stops. You know how it goes. Unless they're a conservative Republican, in which case they're guilty before the accusation is even dried on a piece of paper.
Well, and the union will make sure she keeps her job because it's not about the kids. It's about the union.
No. They keep telling me it's about the kids. I think you're confused.
That's
bull. Yes. Just remember, it's not a podcast. Okay. So, and this is really funny because I just wrote my piece. I write a weekly piece. That's way too long, but I wrote a weekly piece anyway. And Tammy was working on it today before the CBO came out. And, you know, I told her that, you know, these numbers are a bunch of malarkey to begin with. They always are. The CBO, they're guessing at best in most cases. They try to put it together, but it doesn't always work out. You know, and we were going to have, what, thousands, hundreds of thousands. One guy said 93 million people die if this health care plan goes through. And what did we hear today?
We're all going to die. I mean...
Okay. Thank you.
The thing. Sorry, I'm just so done with this. I thought we were done with it with Obamacare, right?
Right.
We've been talking about that for nothing but 8 years. They were saying that there's, oh my God, there's all these cuts in Medicaid, and your nana's gonna die, and your disabled child is no longer gonna get services. Well, if you look at the CBO report today. Increase in spending for Medicaid is still there. It's just not as much as it was under Obamacare. They're still increasing spending on Medicaid. So Nana's going to be fine. So is your sick people. So are the disabled. They're all going to be fine. No one's kicking them off Medicaid. It's still going to be there for them. And they've just been lying about it. When I found out about that last night, I was so inflamed. At least that I wrote an article about it, posted on it today, and a lot of people are mad. I wrote it about my senators because they're lying through their teeth, but a lot of people are mad at them.
Your senators went out and actually, played with it the other day, right? I mean, they really had a field day with it, didn't they?
Yeah, they had a field hearing. They actually called emergency. Field hearing, and it was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, of course, when everybody's working who pays for this stuff. So they had all the poverty pimps out with the sob stories. Oh my goodness, if I don't get my Medicaid, I'll die or whatever. And that's what they were pushing. That's what they're telling people that's what's going to happen. And they are lying. They are fear mongering your poor little nana. Because they care more about party than people.
Yeah, you know what bothers me about all this? They totally ignore the fact that Obamacare is truly collapsing under its own weight. They totally ignore the fact that premiums went up, that deductibles went up, that co-pays went up. None of that matters to them because there's a small handful of people, and don't get me wrong, I don't begrudge that those people were actually able to get insurance and maybe save their lives. But because a small handful of people were able to get the insurance they needed, everybody else gets blown off. It doesn't really matter how much other people are suffering. You have families that are used to have insurance. They're now paying the fine because they can't afford the Affordable Care Act premiums, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just crazy. Just nuts. But they won't fess up to it. There's no way they're going to... There's the difference, you know. We throw ours under the bus. When most of the time, when a conservative Republican does something wrong, there's people like you and I out there, we are pounding the pavement, they got to go, they got to resign, they need to be punished. You never hear that from the left, ever. You never hear them nail their own. And unless the guy's going down for the third time, then they'll pound on his head and push him under faster.
Yeah, no, you never hear that. The problem is they all are Borg. They're all Borg. They're all, you know, they all have the group think going. One of the reasons they're doing this whole resist thing and all these other things is because they're not allowed to think outside the box. They're not allowed to think for themselves. I see that here at the local level in New Hampshire. If a Democrat dares go against what the party, how the party wants them to vote, they are pushed aside and shunned. It's the same way with the senators and in the House. If you don't vote how you're told, you're in big trouble.
No, look, I agree with you. It's I didn't know you were a Star Trek person. I mean, you threw me off.
I'm not, but I saw it years ago.
You remember that from years ago? You're good.
Yes.
Okay, whatever you say. I kind of sort of believe you. Here. I mean, no, really.
I don't get television.
You don't have a television, or you don't watch television?
I didn't used to have a television until I got married. I don't watch television now.
I don't blame you. It's really terrible. I don't blame you.
It's really bad.
I sit behind the TV set in about 6 seconds when there's something on there I really can't stand. It's like, well, what am I doing here? You know, this is nuts, right? All right. So anyway, yeah, we're going to see more of this. They're not going to give up that easy. You know that as well as I do. They're going to be screaming about this to the rooftops, and they don't care about the truth, right? That has nothing to do with anything. They don't care about the truth. They're going to keep screaming about this, about how it's going to kill people, hundreds of thousands. I had some bonehead close to me put up an article that said we were going to, out of 230,000 people we had in our area, 77,000 were going to lose their health insurance. I'm thinking, my God, if you believe that, please stay away from children. Stay away from heavy machinery. Just stay in your living room. We're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Tell me where I'm off, where I'm wrong. I don't mind. I'm wrong a lot, so it doesn't much make a difference. Anyway, I am Joe, I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Check us out up at the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, watch. You can do up there. If you've got, if you're a Facebook freak and you want to head up there, there's also a live feed up on Facebook. Now, later on tonight, I got some really good, not that I don't always have really good stuff for you, but I got some really good stuff. Michelle Obama gave a speech at one of those ceremonies where, you know, where people take the oath to become American citizens. And, you know, for somebody who was an attorney, for somebody whose husband was, I guess, a constitutional scholar, genius, brain surgeon, whatever, she has no clue as to our... anything about our signers, anything about the Declaration, or really about immigration. I found it interesting. We'll talk about that later on. I'm going to hit that later on as well. I love this stuff. And the ladies of The View, they lost a bunch, not they can afford to, but they lost a bunch of brain cells today, too, over the Supreme Court allowing President Trump. Yes, President Trump, Commander-in-Chief Trump. I know I just lost a whole bunch of people because now they're on the floor having an epileptic fit right now. So... maybe that's good, you know. But the fact that now he's allowed to protect the country. Oh, my God, we can't have that. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to help me figure things out because I am always lost with some of this crazy stuff that's going on. I don't know how they let it happen. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, where do people read your stuff? Your stuff.
My stuff. New Hampshire Political Buzz. I am at Conservative Institute now. I am also at the Federalist Papers Project, and you can find me on Twitter, where I like to cause trouble, Conservative IND. They have a lovely mute button on Twitter now. It works great for muting the left.
Really? I love that. Yeah. That's a great idea.
It's wow. Only on the web, though. If you're using Hootsuite or something, it doesn't work. And you can still see, even if you block people, if you look at it a certain way. But there's a mute button. It's fantabulous.
All right, so two of my favorite people in the world, you know, Bernie Sanders and his wife. There you go. but you wouldn't have to. You can't put you first. All right, she's got to be first. So it's Tammy and you. There you go. And Ma, if you're listening, you're in there third or fourth somewhere. So Bernie. It's good for couples. You know, Tammy and I work together. We don't want to kill each other. We work together. We enjoy working together. Apparently, Bernie and Jane Sanders also love to work together as well, because officially both together, you know, it's good to do things together, are under investigation by the FBI for bank fraud. Get together.
Now,
go ahead.
I have a question. Is he under investigation too, or just her?
Both of them are. Both of them are. So this is a good thing, right? Bernie's going to have to explain that. And he might be guilty by association. They're in the same house. He can't tell me he didn't know what was going on. But when you look at some of the things that Mrs. Sanders did there at the college and some of the things
Burlington
were pulled
college.
Off. Yeah, I mean, how big was the college?
It was a small school.
Yeah, very small,
you know,
right?
Yeah, it was a small, very small school. And they were trying to expand. And the whole point of this loan was to buy, I think, 33 acres of land. So they needed, obviously, the bank to fund them so they could get it and then build. But apparently, Mrs. Bernie Sanders lied about certain donations. You know, the bank said, you have to prove that you're going to have at least $2 million of donations in order to help cover the payments, right? And apparently she lied.
No, wait a minute. That's right. Had to be her. Bernie had nothing to do with this because Bernie is an upright guy, would never lie or hide anything.
You're being funny.
I was going to say my tongue's getting ready to fall off. I can feel it.
Yeah, exactly. but they're finding out more and more stuff as it goes along. So it's getting even more interesting. I think there's going to be way more than just this. That right. comes out of this, because I'm hearing more and more stuff that, you know, I have to verify, but, yeah, quite interesting. And, I mean, did you know that Bernie is a millionaire now, too?
No, he can't be. That's got to be a mistake on paper.
Don't even laugh. I had a Bernie bot say to me, no, he's not. He's not part of the 1%. He only makes $400,000. I said, sweetheart, $400,000 is the 1%. It's like 300-something thousand and up. But then I had to disappoint her and show her that he's a millionaire.
Oh, my God. You better check in on her a couple of times. We don't want any problems.
I never heard from her again.
No, it's really interesting when you go down what took place. It seems like this, and that's what my piece was about today. They don't have a problem lying. And by the way, if you buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, there's a whole chapter in there that says, why is it they can only win by lying? And it seems like no matter what it is, it's just like, you know, we found out that Chuck Schumer, he's known for quite some time firsthand that President Trump was not being investigated by the FBI, yet he's been spewing that all along, right? And you can't tell me for a minute. Now, do you really believe that these people didn't know that tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even 93 million people were going to die if they didn't get if ACA was changed? I mean, you know they know this is a lie, and they still spew it, right?
Okay, so one of the reasons Democrats lie all the time, because I catch them in lies all the time and prove it. One of the reasons they lie is because if Democrats told the truth, no one would ever elect them again. And I'm not kidding. That is the God's honest truth. I am not kidding, because if you actually look at what their policies are and do, they're horrifying, and they failed everywhere else in the world and in this country previously. So Democrats have to lie. They lie about their own policies, and they lie about Republicans. That's all they do. They need to change the name of their party. And I won't say the word out loud because I'll get
Please,
in trouble.
You get me in trouble.
Can I put it in the chat room?
You can put it in the chat room, and they have to go look at that on Facebook or the actual chat room online to find it anyhow. No, it is. I've always said this. Look, if what you're spewing is truth and it's real and it'll hold up on its own, then the people will figure it out and make it happen. You know, and again, I don't want to spill everything because I'm going to talk about the piece that I wrote. But you know, look at what was said after Obamacare passed, and some of the architects, Gruber, who just came out and said, you know, we banked. I hope I have the Dems, because there are some Dems that listen to the show because they want to nail me on some things later, but. I hope you're listening and understand that Gruber was close to Obama, was close to Pelosi, and he said that they banked on the American people being stupid. How do you feel?
Right? Well, that's what they do. No, that's exactly what they do. Listen, I wrote an article about this when the WikiLeaks came out. They talked about that. Podesta, Center for American Progress. I looked into it, and I can send it to you. They purposely, intentionally keep their own followers ignorant and uninformed. They do it intentionally. And you can see that when you talk to some people, especially on social media. You can point to them the truth, and give them the actual numbers from the CBO score as far as Medicaid goes, and they say, you're lying. So they get these people, and they do it intentionally, and the people no longer think for themselves because they just believe everything Democrats tell them. And believe me, it happens on both sides, but the Democrats are the ones who intentionally keep people ignorant and uninformed, so they don't think for themselves.
You know,
and they don't believe anyone else.
You know when somebody's got a little red laser light and you got a cat, right, and you put the laser light on the wall, and every place you set it, the cat kind of attacks it, right, follows it all around the place? That's kind of how the Dems were with Comey, right? I mean, it was like, oh, we love him, we hate him, we love him, we hate him, we love him, we hate him, we love him. It's like, really? What are you like? I won't say it because I'll get in trouble. But anyway, really, so this is kind of like it is with everything, whether it's the Supreme Court, whether it's, you know, these bills that are being passed, that they're coming, if they just don't like it, they're all against it. And nobody has a mind of their own on that side. They're all, you know, one of the things I was saying today, as much as I am teed off at our Republican Party, I got to give credit to the senators that are holding out. You wouldn't see that on the left. You wouldn't see that. They go along because Mrs. Pelosi wants them to go along. But these guys are saying, no, this is wrong. This is not what I was voted in for. It's not what I told my people I was going to do. Right?
Right. And you know, well, this is what happens. Democrats get elected because they say, oh, we're X, Y, and Z. They say they're for the people. They want to work together, blah, blah, blah. They lie. They get elected, and then they ignore the constituents because, you know, Jean Shaheen all of a sudden is opening her big mouth up in D.C., but she to pretend she cares about her constituents, but she ignored us on Obamacare. A majority of people across the state of New Hampshire for years and still to this day disapprove of Obamacare, yet she ignored us. Now suddenly she's pretending she's going to pay attention to voters? Please, give me a break.
You know, we got to go for a break. Carl Reiner, Rob Reiner, meathead, is all over the place calling out for all-out war against Trump. He needs to be put. We need to watch him in a set of handcuffs tomorrow. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Here we go. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I know that you're going to be listening to about 3,000 other shows out there, and you've chosen this one, which I like to say tells me one of two things. You know, either it shows the high IQ you have, or it's just the only station, it's the only station you can get. I don't know. One of the two. I'd like to think it's the first, but anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, kind of start the week off, get my motor running, and I try to make it so when she gets off the show, I'm shooting for three drinks now. I'm trying to get her to take at least three drinks to calm down after the show. Again, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, we had an act of terrorism here that didn't get a whole bunch of, I know I originally wasn't going to go down this road with you, but it's like coming out of my ears here. That attack in Michigan last week at the Michigan airport?
With right? The guy who knifed the cop?
Yeah, because, you know, that's done an act of terrorism. Most people that are just a little loose running around trying to cut cops' heads off, you know, screaming Allahu Akbar or Ali Akbar or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't he yell that?
Giving out a candy bar, whatever it is, yeah.
So no one in the mainstream media talked about it, did they?
Think about it. Nothing. There has been literally nothing about this in mainstream media. There's little articles going out here and there, but nothing on it. The attack, now, there were people around him, okay? There were people there. I mean, it's an airport. Hello? Now, can you imagine if this guy was screaming, praise Jesus? Seriously, right? Think about it.
Oh, God, no. That would be still in the news. Notice how we're not talking about the shooting with Scalise, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's our fault. Don't you know? This whole thing, I love all this is going down. I could just spew this for an hour. The Democrats are so delusional about this stuff that everything is our fault. Everything. When Obama first got in office, everything was Bush's fault. It was Bush's fault almost to the end. Now, at the end of his, everything that's going wrong is now Trump's fault because Obama had it headed on the right track. These people are delusional. ACA is going down because the Republicans won't fund it properly. They won't subsidize it properly because they put out so much nasties on it that it can't survive, right? I mean, I'm going, wow, do you guys take responsibility for anything? And then the shooting of Scalise is because of our negative rhetoric? That's why he got shot? My God, what are they drinking? I would love to live in this perceived utopia 24/7. I don't know how they do it.
Well, that's okay, because they're now eating their own. They've divided their groups by so much
that
they're eating their own on the left-wing side. And, with different groups, between different groups of who want power. So they're going to crash and burn. They can't, people, look, we voted for a reality TV star for president. Okay? That is how bad Hillary Clinton was. That is how angry people were at Democrats. Listen, Joe, I didn't vote for Trump.
I
excoriated him before the election for certain things that he did or whatever. But guess what? I'm finding myself defending good things that he does. Obviously, good things that he does. But I'm finding that I can't stand the left more than I don't like him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you.
But the problem is, they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, oh my goodness, Trump came in and he's so angelic and he's fabulous. He's doing great things, don't get me wrong. But
he's not angelic.
The left is so bad. Someone else said this recently, too. The left is so bad, I can't stand them worse than Trump. And that's why I am against them.
Yeah.
And they're doing it to themselves. The lies, the vitriol, the hatred. I mean, they just really have nothing to offer. Schumer was on the air the other day saying to someone, we're going to come up with a plan. I'm trying to do his New York accent. We're going to come up with a plan about the budget and jobs and stuff and a month from now. So, what do you mean a month from now? Where have you been?
Yeah, what have you been waiting for?
Meanwhile, the DNC vice chair, what's his name, Ellison, is doing this summer of resistance. And I know in New Hampshire, they just hired a special person just to work under the summer for resistance. So all they're doing is fighting against Trump, fighting against anything Republican that's not Democrat, and still offering nothing. Kind of funny. Killing their party dead. Go for it.
The party of resistance. And you know what? I think they should look at. I know this sounds bad to a degree. I think they should double down on their bet. I think they're so sure that the country wants to move further to the left. They're so sure that this is what the country wants. Then you should fight this tooth and nail with every last breath you have to push it more progressive left. And let's see what the American people say, because I tell you what, they don't want it.
No, Americans want to pay for everybody's birth control, everybody's abortion, everybody's daycare, everybody's school, higher education. We want to pay for everybody's college. We want to give all this free stuff to everybody who doesn't earn it. You know that's true.
Kimberly, 15. I have 15 phone numbers attached to me in some way, shape, manner, or form. I have never been called. Yeah, I know, right? I have never been called in 12 years on a poll. I have never been local to my area, yes, but I have never been called on a federal poll or an issues poll at all. Have you ever been called and asked how you thought Trump was doing?
I used to be on a regular Gallup poll, but I stopped getting details on it, so maybe they got sick of me.
They got sick of you swearing at the girl asking the same question over and over again.
No, it was mostly online. I got a couple phone calls, but it was mostly online.
But no, I've never been called. I always get a kick out of it. It's like, call me, ask me. I'll give you an answer, a real answer on the question.
Right.
Because they ask it, And it's always leading, because I know I help people put these questions together. It's always leading to push somebody in a direction.
Yep. You know. And that's why I barely trust polls, because I've done polling too. Only we gave the people the truth. We explained the truth about what was going on. And when they learned the truth, they had a different answer than when they were just given the generic question.
Right. That's very
true. And that's a problem. Yep. That's a huge problem with a lot of these polls, especially gun polls. That's, people aren't given the truth, so they can't answer truthfully. They're just answering with the question they're given. And a lot of times it's either push polling or, you're right, leading.
Yeah, yeah.
To get the answer you want.
Hey, listen, I gotta go back on you a little bit here. You had asked me something earlier and on that Bernie Sanders thing and the FBI looking into him. What the FBI is looking into, that there's allegations by the bank that Bernie Sanders' office were pressuring them to make the loan.
No, sir.
Yes.
Oh, I hope he did.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I said that aloud.
No, sir. That's a love. And there'll be a reason why, we had to do it. God, why do they have to lie? That's going to be my mantra this year. Why do they have to lie to win? If you've got the best product in the place, just put it out there. Right?
I have to
watch your language.
I can
hear it.
I'm biting my tongue right now. What did they put out there? Hillary Clinton. We had Hillary Clinton and an old man who doesn't know economics 101. That's what the Democrats put out there.
Well, look at
and Martin O'Malley, who's like from another planet.
I talk to my Dem friends, and a lot of them, truly, a lot of the Democrat friends that I have are fed up with their party, and they go, but I can't do Trump. I said, well, they get us somebody better than Hillary.
Right.
There have been plenty of Republicans in the past that have voted for a Democrat president or a Democrat legislator. Hillary? Well, there's no way. You'd have to cut my arm off and drag it into the room and press the button with my dead finger.
Well, a lot of Democrats did vote for Trump, though, because the Democrats in middle America, the Democrats, the working class, blue-collar Democrats, they've been neglected, and their own party has ignored them because their own party thinks the most important issues are free stuff, free birth control,
open borders. Don't forget open borders. Open borders.
Open borders.
By the way, did I mention open borders?
In the bathroom. Yeah. I mean, that's what they think is important. They don't think that what's hurting these blue collar regular Americans, like Obamacare, all that stuff. Who did well under Obama for 8 years? Wall Street did.
Yeah.
Americans, how much better did we do? We didn't.
More millionaires were created under Obama in the 8 years that he was in than I think it was 11 years before that or whatever it was. But go ahead.
Well, and there was also poverty hit a 50-year high.
Yep.
Food stamps was a record in history, the highest in history, food stamp use. The largest number of people ever out of the workforce. Yeah, Obama hit a lot of highs. Bad for Main Street, good for Wall Street, because he was helping Wall Street while screwing over Main Street.
And 11 million more people got on Medicaid Medicare under Mr. Obama. Anyhow, listen, we're coming up on it. Tell people where they can find your writings and hear more of Kimberly.
I am at the Federalist Papers Project, the Conservative Institute, New Hampshire Political Plus, I have to think, Heartland Institute, and check me out on Twitter, ConservativeIND, because I like to have fun and annoy the left.
Ah, yes, one of my favorite, well, I shouldn't even say pastimes, current times. Anyway, when we come back, ladies of the View, I'm going to help you pop a vein, because they were popping all kinds of veins over the Supreme Court. They're very, very upset about the president now being legally allowed to protect our country. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more. Heat up your coffee. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show, and come on back.